This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. To my right, in the seat of prominence, that's what I always call the seat to my right when Denise is here. He's in the seat of prominence. Garrett Penny, how was the first hour, Garrett?
Quick. It goes by faster when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, so it does.
It's quick. It's a quick hour.
It does. And then you're... Now, that was pre-recorded, obviously, but it was Cal Hunter. Cal, how you doing?
I'm great. And he said it goes by faster. I mean, that's what I keep telling myself. Anyway.
Do I get an extra point for case or no case for saying that?
Thank you. It's like working in retail. If you stand around with your thumbs in your belt loops and nobody's coming in, it's boring.
Yep.
If there's a lot of customers, and believe me, I've done my share of retail, you go, okay, this isn't so bad. Until you get home and realize you've been working retail. But anyway.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because it's this concept that I'm 55 years old, and it just dawned on me last week that if I am engaged, it doesn't matter the activity. If I'm engaged in it, I have a much better time. If you're a student and you're in school and you're just sitting there listening to what somebody said, taking notes, it's not that. If you find a way to be engaged in the school activity, it goes by a lot better, and you learn it better. If you're engaged in your relationships, if you're engaged, and I'm using the word engaged so much that the word is difficult.
Is this an announcement, Todd?
No, I'm also starting to break out into a cold sweat. I'm immediately thinking of commitments that I... Anyway, but you want to be engaged in something.
I heard someone once say the answer to being happy instead of worrying about all the priorities and stuff you can't do is to be in the ever-present now and embrace that. And if you do that, it'll go faster and you'll do better.
Yeah.
And I'm just such a believer in that. That's why I love doing this show. We have so many good things.
Yeah, we do. We do. By the way, we referenced this a little bit last hour. I had referenced a disclaimer of sorts, but yes, we should give a disclaimer, Cal.
Oh, okay. Let me kind of get some music.
Okay, so we got the.
Give me just a standby for us. And now here's Todd Kunin with more happy disclaimers.
We would like everyone to know that as much as we appreciate them tuning into Radio Law Talk, the show is for entertainment purposes. Do not take anything that you've heard on Radio Law Talk as legal advice for you and your issue.
Ever.
The only advice we can give is that if you have a legal issue, we advise you to seek out an attorney.
Just call Garrett.
Yeah. Call Garrett.
So when you say legal issue, are you talking about a legal problem or legal children?
When you say often, do you mean frequently or without parents? That was very
good. Yes, whatever. Yes, you should seek out the barrister of your own choosing and get your free legal advice in a legally confidential setting. So that is the advice that we give. Here's a trivia question. We were talking about LIV Golf last week or last hour. We'll talk about it again after we do case or no case. Do you know why it's called LIV? Do you know why it's LIV? And note that I said, here's a hint, LIV and not LIV. It's not LIV, it's LIV. Do you know why?
Living in Vegas? No. Okay.
Note that it's LIV in capital letters. There's another hint.
Oh, it's like a Roman numeral.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. LIV is 54, right? And PGA Tour events are typically 72 holes, 4 days of golf, 2 days to make the cut, and then you play another 2 days LIV.
Which reminds me, if a Roman nurse asked for an IV, does she just say, give him a four?
I would think so. I would think so.
Just
And LIV Golf, they were all 54 hole tournaments.
Thanks, Garrison Keillor, for that joke.
Interesting.
It was 54. But, you know, look, people don't come for the trivia. Most of the reason people tune into the show is for case or no case.
All right, here we go. All right, just let me see. Do I have any other music playing? Let me stop everything else. And then let's do this.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Naima Armin bit into her favorite Subway sandwich, tuna. And it didn't taste right. She said something isn't fishy here. And so she took the sandwich meat to a lab and said, I want to get this tested to see if it's really tuna, because I might be able to sue these people. She claimed her test conclusively proved the sandwich was not inclusive of the tuna family. Conclusively not of the tuna family, inclusively, so to speak. She said this was an outrage and wanted to file a class action suit. She went to an attorney, a legal firm in New York, a big one, to see if she had a case or no case. Todd Kunin, go.
You know what the difference between a fish and a piano is? You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Oh, brother, yes.
But if you're a good singer, you can put a little soul in that tuna.
Oh, brother.
Okay,
oh,
come on.
Good heavens. You know, so who was the prospective defendant?
Subway sandwiches.
Subway sandwiches. Yeah, Subway can't get ahead. I mean, they were sued because their foot-long sandwiches didn't measure out to being a foot. Now it's the... Then they had a little issue with their spokesperson.
A little issue.
And now they're for sale.
And are they really?
Yeah. Oh, you can buy the whole... Because it's a private company owned by a couple of guys, and they're trying to sell.
Yeah.
Not a good time to sell as you're losing stores, but they're trying to sell.
Especially when you got their spokesperson. There's a big thing on Netflix right now about him.
Yeah.
That's not good for...
That's shocking, too. I have a relative who is the mothership of all Subway franchises in the Intermountain West. That's what his family did for a living for a long time.
Wow.
I think he's retired now, but still made them a lot of money until now.
and now you've got what is called TunaGate.
Yes, exactly.
And look, I'll say... That this is a case, but it was dismissed ultimately by a judge.
All right,
so they filed, but it was dismissed by the court.
Perfect. I got you. Understood. Garrett, what do you think about this idea of the tuna isn't really in the tuna fish family, therefore I have a class action?
I say no case. I think the amount of money you're going to have to go spend to go get that tested, I mean, who's going to go spend thousands of dollars to get it tested? And then what are your damages? Your $5 sandwich? I think the attorney, if someone even approached him with that, would be a no case, not going to take it. I say no case.
Somebody tested the water at Camp Lejeune, you know. I mean,
yeah, but your damages are a lot bigger than you got injuries and illness, and this is just fake.
I think the way Garrett phrased the reference to the sandwich is exactly why they would do that, because, you know, he referred to it as you've got a $5 sandwich, and the people that sued them for saying that the $5 footlong wasn't a foot is like, you see, we curbed the way people refer to it. We're doing a service. It worked.
So here's what happened.
Do tell.
To use her words, she sued for herself and the thousands of wrong tuna sandwich eaters from Subway who were actually eating, she thought, maybe dolphin or shark or something else. Naima thought she had hit the mother load, and so did her lawyer when she sued Subway. But she lost really big time. And she saw the handwriting on the wall after the first ruling by the judge, preliminary ruling, and so she decided, you know, my pregnancy is really bothering me. I don't think I want to go on with the suit. So she backed out, and Subway turned and sued her for $650 million in legal fees and eventual cost of the case. Don't know how that came out. But I know she sued, she backed out, and that, as they say, is a case or no case that ended up with nobody winning anything except Subway's lawyers. It sounds to me like they did pretty well.
Well, then that being no case, exactly what I thought. You look at it, there's no win there.
Yeah. So here's the question. She filed, and then she dismissed it.
She dismissed her. Yeah, she said
so,
lose.
As far as points go,
no case.
It was a case because she filed.
You're right. It was a case, but she lost. Who said she? You said.
So I said she lost. I said it was dismissed.
I said she didn't have a case.
Okay, so Todd, you get the five. Sorry, Garrett. Next hour, you can take a chance on a guy who tried to save a policeman's life. and ended up getting arrested for it. That's in the next hour. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk right after this.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that stone.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Cal, roll the news update promo that you've got there.
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah, I've got a, let me see if I can get to, I made this up specifically for a time like this. Here we go. Stand by.
Now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
So many of you might know or remember the Unabomber case, Ted Kaczynski. That was, you know, bombings throughout the in the early 80s, and the individual Ted Kaczynski was finally identified and found living in a 10 by 14 foot cabin in Montana.
Not to be confused with John Krasinski.
Not to be confused with the Office star John Krasinski.
No, yeah, no. But 17 years, this guy killed a lot of people, blew up an office in Sacramento, a timber office. Kill some good people.
That's right. And very difficult to track down. It turns out he was Harvard educated, very, very smart, covering his tracks, but was ultimately identified after the, was it the Washington Post or is it the New York Times published his manifesto that he wanted published. And it was Washington Post in conjunction with the New York Times.
One guy recognized his writing.
It was the guy's wife.
Yeah, fascinating.
It was his brother's.
That's right.
His brother's wife recognized a couple of phrases that were unique to the way Kaczynski spoke, and recognized those phrases, and then finally contacted the authorities and said, "Look, I think this may be." Ted Kaczynski, they referred them to Montana and ended up doing a raid and finding bomb-making materials and various things in his cabin in rural Montana.
We all breathed a sigh of relief when he went to jail, and the trial was pretty interesting and pretty long, too. He just really believed he was smarter than everyone.
That is correct, and he was in a Supermax facility in Colorado and then transferred ultimately to another facility in North Carolina. And the reason we're talking about this is because it just broke a couple of minutes ago that he was found unresponsive and declared dead in his jail cell in North Carolina.
Did they say why?
The cause of death they haven't released. They're probably still investigating that. But he was he did pass away this morning. And that is, I mean, for a
81 years old, Tom.
For something that gripped the nation the longest time. The longest time. Remember, the only photo or anything that we had of him was that police sketch of an individual wearing a hoodie with dark glasses and a mustache. And it was, this is what the guy, we think the guy looks like. And ultimately, when he was caught, I don't know. Look, everybody views art and pictures differently. I didn't think he looked at all like that guy.
You know why? Because he didn't. But interestingly, everybody waited for his manifesto to be published, because they wanted to look inside the mind of a madman. And it was that madman's mind that ended up costing him his liberty, if you will, because people figured out who he was from it.
Yeah.
Great story. Fascinating story.
Okay, John, I got a question for you. As an ex-DA and public defender, prompted my brain, unrelated, well, semi-related. If someone else caused this in prison, killed the guy in prison for some reason, is that criminal case treated differently because it happened in prison as opposed to out in the public?
No, if somebody is in prison and they die, and authorities can prove who killed that person in prison, then that person is prosecuted for the offense that committed in prison. This happens. We're talking about assaultive offenses, death, but some that are very common are where contraband is found in prison. Mostly, somebody gets drugs, they're smuggled in. I've had clients when I was a criminal defense attorney where the client is there, they're facing a lot of charges here, and then they get notice for the DA that the person is going to be arraigned at the next court appearance because they went into a cell and they found marijuana, or they found cocaine, methamphetamine, something. And so, yeah, they are prosecuted for the offenses that they commit in prison.
Unless it's Epstein. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, that was a conspiracy theorist speaking. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, yeah, he acted alone.
By himself. Yeah. Yes. Complete suicide. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So they do prosecute those. Now, the hard part about prosecuting a case that occurs in prison comes with the witness issue. Because if an offense occurs in prison, by and large, unless it's caught on video or you have guards that saw the offense, your witnesses are other inmates, which poses two problems. One,
credibility.
They've got credibility issues because there's probably a criminal record associated with them. That's why they're there. And two,
nobody saw nothing.
That's right. Nobody wants to provide any information because,
snitches get stitches.
Exactly. So nobody wants to be a witness. They don't want to help the cops. They don't want to do anything. So it does make it difficult to investigate those cases. And then the methods of the investigators, if you do have somebody that talks, that needs to be scrutinized because if it's one of those things where you can tell by the method of investigation that maybe they put undue pressure on somebody. So it's like, look, we think it's going to be this. Everybody knows that I was talking to you. We're going to go out, so we're just going to prosecute the guy anyway, and everybody's going to think you're the one that told us. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, so that has to really be taken into account because at the end of the day, you want reliable testimony on the witness stand. You have to make sure that it wasn't unduly coerced, unduly influenced. So it does. So to answer your question, the long answer is it is treated differently, but only because of the added hurdles that exist because it was an offense that occurred in prison. They still prosecute him.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Ted Kaczynski found dead in his cell. When we come back, I'm sure the Live Golf and PGA will love this segue. When we come back, we will talk just a little bit about other golf leagues that have started up. This is kind of an interesting thing. And then we'll move on to some other legal news out of the entertainment industry.
I learned a hard lesson when playing golf. Never play against the female golfers on a Nike tour. They're really good. Really good. When I was a media guy, TV guy, I'm telling you, it's scary how good they are. Anyway, we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. Todd and Garrett have a lot more coming your way.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use. It helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560.
USA News Update. Former President Trump facing federal indictment accused of endangering national security.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
That's Special Counsel Jack Smith. Trump will appear in court on Tuesday. Ukrainian officials say they have evidence Russia blew up a dam that caused an environmental catastrophe this week. Investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russian agents who were talking about plans to blow up the Novokakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. Four children who went missing last month after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle have been found alive. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro tweeted the news and shared photos of the children with the rescue teams. The indigenous children were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the Colombian jungle on May 1st. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is no fun. That's true.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we talked about the LIV Golf PGA Tour merger that's not a merger, but you know, that's not the only new little golf thing out there. What's Tiger Woods up to?
Well, he's a little smarter than the LIV Golf. He started his own league, or starting, I should say, his own league, but he's got the blessing of the Pope, the PGA Tour. They blessed it. They're part of it. That's fairly new. He just sold the first franchise to the Serena Williams and her sister. I forget her name. The tennis stars. I think they're out of L.A.
Venus.
They have the first franchise, and basically it's going to be kind of a team sort of play where, you know, they play against each other, and it's going to be a different format, right? It's not just, hey, we're going to Pebble Beach and we're going to play there.
There will be head-to-head golf, like match golf all the time.
I think so. I think it's going to be more of an arena setting where, you know, the teams play against each other. And Todd was doing some research, and it's a little strange, in my opinion. I don't know if I would go.
Now, they hit each other afterward, like WWE?
Oh, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
But golf clubs.
Do you remember the old commercials at Full Contact Golf?
Yeah.
And it's like some guy's on there trying to putt, and right after he putts, he gets, like, nailed by some defensive lineman. That'd be awesome.
Or like the shooting ranges where you got, okay, you lose, you got to run across, and we just nail you with drive balls.
I remember Tommy Lasorda talking about it. These golfers, you know, you say a little word while they're out there, you know, trying to hit this golf ball that's not moving. It's stationary. They're hitting it. And yet you get some dude doing the hardest thing there is to do in sports. And I agree with this. And that's to hit a major league baseball at the major league level with the speeds those balls are coming. You get 0.2 seconds to make up your mind whether it's a fastball, a slider, a curveball, because they're all coming at the same and they break at different spots. And Lasorda's like, and you got to stadium filled with 50,000 people yelling all sorts of insults at you while you're trying to do it. But no, you whisper or cough while a golfer is doing something, and they go nuts.
That's a fair point.
Very true.
But this league that Tiger Woods has, they're going to be using the virtual golf model.
Oh, is that the one that has the different targets? I really enjoy watching that. That's a truly skilled thing to watch.
So I'll just read this rather than try to paraphrase it. It's pretty succinct on the website, tglgolf.com. So the league will launch with six teams consisting of three PGA Tour players. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are already the first two golfers that have committed to compete. That's already going to put folks in the seats, right? Because proximity to the players, you don't have to walk around. You can sit. You can do all that. Since there will be a custom-built arena that will combine a data-rich virtual golf course with state-of-the-art short game complex, they'll offer high-tech, high-energy fan experience with fans sitting greenside.
Data-rich. That is code word for meaning you can place bet as you're watching.
Probably.
It could be a gambling environment. Can be.
Yeah. Can be. So, the one picture they have on here, it just looks like it's a virtual golf situation, which Tiger Woods is going to love because
he didn't have to walk around.
Doesn't have to walk around. And after that accident he had a couple of years ago, being able to walk around is tough. You know, he withdrew from a previous tournament last year.
Yeah.
They said he had ankle issues and stuff like that. And then they said what the ankle issue was. One of the screws that they had used in his lower leg near his ankle popped through. Yeah, that's like, ouch. Yeah.
I would stop playing too.
Yes, that would be very painful. So he's competing there. But like you said, he did it right. You avoid the legal issues if you get the blessing of
the PGA. No antitrust lawsuits.
That's true. Now,
plus it stimulates interest in golf as a game for people who say, well, maybe if I can do that, maybe I can play the real game, or more building around golf venues for common everyday people who don't want to go out and, you know, waste a half a day playing golf.
But let's look at this. I mean, let's be real here.
Okay.
Let's say Bryson DeChambeau or some other, you know, let's call it mid to upper level PGA Tour player went to the PGA and said, I want to start this league. I think the PGA looks at that and says, I don't know. You know, it was tough for the PGA when they lost Phil Mickelson to the LIV Tour because he has a lot. It was tough. But can you imagine what it would have been like for the PGA Tour if they had lost Tiger Woods?
Forget it.
And so I think when Tiger or Rory McIlroy, those are the top two most popular people on the PGA Tour right now. So when Tiger Woods goes to the PGA and kudos to him. Think about the leverage. They've just lost folks to LIV.
Yeah.
They haven't reached this deal yet. And Tiger Woods goes to the PGA and says, well, tell you what, how about you sponsor me in this thing? And, you know, PGA is probably going, we don't like losing money, but...
Okay.
Okay, you kind of got us over a barrel.
Yeah.
he is...
And the mid-level player says, well, I want to start a putty-putt league. I want to do a miniature golf.
Yeah, with a water slide.
Yeah.
So Tiger Woods, it's all about timing, right?
Yeah,
all about timing. And I think he's going to do all right. I'd be curious to see how this thing turns out.
I think it's fun. I'd like to go play it. I did it in a course in Vegas, I think we did for a family event. It's really fun and challenging to, you know, to wedge into the little circle to hit it deep. It's tough. I think it'd be cool to watch the good players do it.
Yeah.
So
other than myself, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So sticking with the sports entertainment industry, right? Sports and entertainment, not sports entertainment. Yeah. Lawsuits follow entertainers around. The big ones that we always cover here, copyright lawsuits. You know, somebody claiming that somebody else infringed because two people heard a song. You know, the ones that are questionable seem to be prevailing in courts of law. And then you got the ones like Led Zeppelin and Taurus where, yeah, that sounds a lot alike. And, oh, Led Zeppelin won? Really? Oh, that's interesting. But on kind of a technicality.
Did they write that down on a piece of paper? Oh, so sad you lose.
Yeah. And you know, the way the copyright law changed, for those of you that, you know, might not understand the difference, in 1972, the copyright laws changed where you could copyright, you could file a recording as part of your copyright. Prior to 1972, you had to file the sheet music of the performance. And in the Led Zeppelin case, where they were accused of essentially stealing the copyrighted song that was Stairway to Heaven from
Spirit.
I always get that backwards. It's Spirit and Taurus.
Yeah, Taurus was the song, Spirit's the band.
Yeah, so Spirit's the band, and they had this song called Taurus. And boy, when you listen to the two of them, especially the iconic intro, they sound a lot alike, kind of different instrument type thing, but they sound a lot alike. Well, Led Zeppelin won because when Spirit filed the copyright for Taurus, they filed the sheet music, and the sheet music didn't include the iconic intro. It included the melody of the song. And because you couldn't copyright recordings, and all this happened before 1972, Led Zeppelin won.
As their critics say, they got away with another one.
Yes, yes.
That's what their critics say. I'm not saying it's true or not, but that's what critics say.
Yeah, so those are what we see when one artist is suing another artist, one band is suing another band for stealing stuff. What happens when you have conflict within the band? And we talked about this in the first hour. Journey right now is on tour, and Neil Sean, the guitarist, and Jonathan Cain. Now this is what we're talking about. This is Led Zeppelin's intro to Stairway to Heaven. Now go over to the Taurus. This
lower
is Taurus.
Tempo, note for note.
I notice a little bit of a difference there, but very, very similar, right? The only thing is, these iconic intros that were played just on an acoustic guitar were not part of the sheet music that was filed for copyright protection. So the jury didn't get to hear that. The jury heard artist renditions of the sheet music that was filed.
Yep.
And they said, yeah, this doesn't infringe.
Which was the body of the song,
yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. And now you got people suing for copyright infringement because in other instances where they have had the recording filed, and they're suing because, well, there's this small section in the song of about a bar and a half, two bars that are very similar. And so, you know, we want all of your proceeds from that.
It happens to be against the wealthy, well-to-do
yes.
artists.
Yes.
Ed Sheeran's, Taylor Swift's.
Exactly. And I look at that and I say, well, hey, you know, I want to see the song sales for both songs. What they were like before the lawsuit was filed and what they were like for after the lawsuit was filed. Because something tells me it only costs $350-$400 to file a complaint. Then you get some legal fees in there, but both sides are more than making up for it, the popularities of the song. And so we come back, we'll talk about what's happening in the music industry, talk about what's going on with Journey. Motley Crue is now suffering the same. And we'll talk about that. There is no Dr. Feelgood. And we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Everybody goes running to the courtroom for relief. That's coming up in just a little bit here with Todd and Garrett on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned because the show will continue right after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So, Motley Crue in the news because, well, you got to understand the history of the band a little bit. There are four founding members of Motley Crue. Nikki Sixx, the bass player. You had Tommy Lee on drums, who married Pamela Anderson, and then you had Vince Neil was the lead singer, and Mick Mars, guitar player. When the band formed, Mick Mars was significantly older than the other guys. The other guys were early 20s. Mick Mars, I think, was late 20s in his 30s, and so he's kind of an older guy. Well, this is back in the late 70s, early 80s when the band formed. That was a long time ago. I mean, I was 10. This is talking 45 years ago. And these guys were in their 20s. And now they're significantly older. They want to keep playing, and they're at odds because the band claims that Mick Mars has said, I'll record with you guys, but I'm too old to go out and tour. He's got a degenerative disease in his back and his joints, and it's really hard for him to move. And the band claims that Mars has said, I can't tour with you. So they booted him from the band, despite a pre-existing agreement that they would always share the proceeds four ways. They booted him from the band, and that's what he is claiming. They said that he has quit because he said he can't tour. Mick Mars is it? What? No, I didn't say that I can't tour. In fact, I want to go out and play. In fact, I'm the only one that wants to play. You guys, the last time we went out, you guys all had your parts pre-recorded. You were faking it on us. And that's his allegation back at the band. So they are throwing this stuff back and forth. And he says, and oh, by the way, yeah, I'm an old guy. I'm older than you. And you guys are trying to cut me out of our deal. I mean, if the band keeps playing these songs, he's like, I should still be entitled to royalties whether you replace me or not. These are songs that I wrote. The band saying, no, you're out of the band, you don't play. That's our agreement. If anybody leaves the band, they don't get paid for anything moving forward, which is an agreement I can't imagine any lawyer ever letting their client enter into. And so they are slinging it back and forth. Mick Mars filed a lawsuit. And the latest on it is the band is trying to ask the court to push this into arbitration, which, I don't know, what do you think about that? What's your preference, Garrett? Would you rather be in court or in arbitration, or does it really depend on the case?
Well, I think I was talking to a family member, and they didn't realize that when you file a lawsuit, it's public. Anyone in the public can go sit and listen to the court hearings. It's not like you need to be invited, or you can just go and sit and listen to whatever you want randomly. So all their dirty laundry gets aired. So I see why they want to go to arbitration. With arbitration, you risk, you got to pick that arbitrator that's going to be friendly to you, and both sides are fighting over it. So if you pick the wrong guy, you don't like it, because it's kind of a unilateral decision by a third party that reads all the evidence and says, this is what the decision is. And now there's things you can do afterwards, but there's some risk there. Now, you're not going to get probably everything you want usually with arbitration. You know, it's going to be somewhere in the middle, somewhat fair. You go with the jury, you could potentially get the home run, the grand slam, everything you want, or, you know, go the other way and lose everything you want. But I think in this case, it's not so much about the outcome. It's more about, I don't want everyone to see my dirty laundry.
And Garrett and Todd, in the news media business, we love court cases, because all we have to do is go in and look at the filing, and that, not only the verbiage in the hearing itself, but the case is public record. You can look at the files and look at it, unless there's some compelling reason to seal it, there rarely is.
And imagine the Motley Crue sitting in the courtroom. And people pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to go to the concert. I'm just going to go to the courtroom for free and watch them.
There you go.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, okay? Because I'm thinking, if I am a plaintiff, like every plaintiff that has sued a big artist who's claiming that the big artist infringed on my recording rights, and we saw this most recently with the Ed Sheeran case.
Yes.
Right? I think that there is an argument to be made about why a plaintiff would want this in arbitration, as opposed to in front of a jury. And it's this reason. So Ed Sheeran, when he was sued for copyright infringement recently, he just won the case, right? And the jurors were interviewed, at least two of them were interviewed afterwards, and this is what they said. Well, you know, it was actually kind of cool, because Sheeran actually pulled out the guitar and he played the songs for us during his direct examination. So we had this little show with Ed Sheeran there. And I'm like, if I'm the plaintiff's attorney, I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
They're eye-googling and...
Yeah, the jury is sitting there getting this free concert from this guy and how awesome he is. And let's face it, it's not always about facts and exhibits and everything in a jury situation. It's about, you know, who connects with which party.
No.
He knew
no.
he was, you know how we knew he was winning? They all held up their iPhones with their flashlights.
he starts taking requests. You know, there's a question. They have to follow court rules. We have a question from the jury bailiff. Can you get the question for me? And then comes over, the judge reads it. One of the jurors would like to hear In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel, if you know this one. So I was sitting there thinking, an arbitrator, I mean, look, you want to have 12 people decide your case, or 6 people depending on the jurisdiction, or 9, or what have you, but by the same token, if it's an arbitrator, I think you run a higher likelihood of having somebody that is not going to be unduly influenced by the celebrity of the defendant or one of the other parts.
And you can get someone that's more expert in musical. You put me on a jury about music, I'm going to have no idea what to say. But you can get an arbitrator that's dealt with music and dealt with these kind of lawsuits and understands it. Maybe another attorney that's been on both sides or prior judge.
Like Mick Jagger or something like that? That'd be cool.
Yeah, and have him decide, yeah, that's similar, yeah, that's not. But you know what I mean? It makes sense. You get a little bit more expertise with arbitration sometimes.
Mick Jagger. Richards and I wrote this when we were on a bender, been up for about 48 hours, and he was in the middle of a blood transfusion doing blow, and as we wrote the song, didn't infringe whatsoever.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Yeah. So in the Motley Crue case, though, I could see why the band, why the other band members would want arbitration, but why Mick Mars would definitely want a jury as the plaintiff. Because he is old.
He's a sympathetic character.
It's
on the case,
exactly.
Right?
It's the David and Goliath thing. See, here's the thing. I guess the point here is when juries are given the jury instructions, when they're read the jury instructions, in criminal cases, and I would imagine in civil cases as well, there's a part where it says, do not let your decision be influenced by passion, prejudice, emotion. You are to listen to the facts, review the exhibits, and apply the law. And the side that really wants an arbitrator is probably the side that's more worried that a jury is not going to adhere to that, that is going to let their emotions carry the day. And the side that doesn't want an arbitrator is the side that exactly wants a jury to do that.
Yep.
And I see Mick Mars. I see Mick Mars and his attorney sitting there saying, I would love 12 people to hear about how these three younger guys have pretty much ganged up on this old guy to try to take his money from him and boot him out of the band and leave him with nothing. That's the arguments they're going to make.
The beating up grandpa angle. I like it. I think it's pretty smart if they can do that.
We'll follow this. I mean, it's so much different than, say, the Neil Sean, Jonathan Cain litigation, where it's two guys about the same age. And I don't know. I see a jury in that one going, oh, you got what a couple of whining, sniveling
first world problems. You know.
Journey is the most litigious band. Before these two guys were fighting each other, these two guys were suing the former bass player and drummer to get them booted out of the band, and they booted them out of the band because they thought they were trying some hostile corporate takeover. It's ridiculous. But you know what's really interesting is how we made it through 2 hours this quickly. We're here coming up with the bottom.
A long, strange trip it's been.
Yes, it has. Next hour of Radio Law Talk coming up. We'll cover some Supreme Court decisions, maybe a little bit more entertainment news. If your radio station doesn't carry the third hour, go over and listen to us on RadioLawTalk.com.
You know the cool part about that, Todd? It's free. This is Radio Law Talk, and we'll continue. By the way, don't forget, you can hear all past episodes on anywhere you get your podcast. Again, at no charge, thanks to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.